Good morning and welcome to episode 5 of our monthly live Q&A session with Cintons Family Team. I'm David Pritchard, Head of Marketing here at Cintons. Very quickly for me, just wanted to remind you how these sessions came about. We received a large volume of questions for our live Q&A session that we conducted during the recent Good Divorce Week. Unfortunately, we weren't able to answer anywhere near the questions you put to us. So we thought that these sessions would be useful moving forward. As I said, this is episode 5. We have been and will continue to run them on the third Friday of each month, live on Teams at 10 a.m. Usual format, the family team are going to be answering 3 questions that you've put to us. Our speaker today is Sophie Dodds, who is a solicitor in the family team here at Cintons. So without any further ado, straight over to Sophie for question 1. Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Hello and welcome to the 5th Family Law Q&A. I have 3 questions from you today which you've submitted which I'm going to answer. So the first one is, who pays for court costs in child custody? So there is a court fee payable of £232 to make the application for what is known as a child arrangements order. This order will detail the living and contact arrangements for the child. The person making the application is known as the applicant, and it is usual that their legal costs will be higher than the other party, who is the respondent. This is because the applicant does the majority of the legwork in terms of preparing the application, preparing court bundles, and preparing orders for the judge's approval, etc. So the respondent will still have legal costs to pay if they do choose to instruct a solicitor, but they are likely to be less than the applicant's costs. The second question is, what is a collaborative lawyer? So a collaborative lawyer is a lawyer who has conducted additional training to be able to offer a collaborative approach to resolving disputes. Their aim is to assist in discussing and negotiating to provide the best outcome for the family overall without having to go to court. So the process involves each party and their solicitor signing a participation agreement, committing themselves to resolving matters without going to court. Issues can then be resolved through a series of 4-way meetings attended by both parties and their instructed solicitors. Third-party professionals can also attend the meetings if this is so required, such as financial advisors or pension experts. Once the agreement is reached, the lawyers will draft the necessary documents for submission and approval by the court. Finally, who pays for family mediation? So the mediation service involves, firstly, attending a MIAM session, which is a mediation information and assessment meeting. So this would be with just you and the mediator. So the other party wouldn't be involved at this first stage. The other party would also have to attend a MIAM as well. And it is presumed that each party would pay for the MIAM separately. The parties will then be invited, if it is considered that mediation is appropriate, to a joint mediation session, and both parties are responsible for paying for this session. They may choose to split the cost equally between them, or one party may choose to pay for the sessions in full. There can be one or multiple mediation sessions, depending on how long it takes to resolve the dispute. You may also be entitled to legal aid to assist with your mediation costs, and this is tested on a means basis. So thank you for joining me today. There will be another Q&A session next month, and we have just recently launched our Cintons Family Instagram page. So please follow us at Cintons Family for more family law queries and answers. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sophie. Enjoyed listening to that. Very quickly for me, the firm is continuing to work hard to produce and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, videos, all of which can be found on our website, www.cintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. That includes all episodes of this Q&A session. You can also follow the family team on Twitter, at Cintons Family, and we've just launched a dedicated family Instagram page, which you can also follow at Cintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything that Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. Our next session will be with you on Friday, the 20th of May at 10 a.m. on Teams. And as usual, I will send the link round nearer the time. Please do continue to send your questions in. All that's left for me to say is thank you once again for tuning in. Thank you once again for sending in your questions. Stay safe, everyone, and we look forward to speaking to you in May. Thank you.